It is early on a Friday morning. The air is freezing and there is no sign of the sun in the sky. Yet the creaky old Karosa bus heading towards Krkonoše or Giant Mountains is almost full when I arrive at the bus station. Many people from Prague have taken their day off in order to enjoy some snow. Unlike most of my fellow travellers, I'm not heading towards the ski slopes and racing tracks. My destination is the little town of Jilemnice, crouching at the foothills of the Giant Mountains in North Bohemia. Jilemnice was one of the very first skiing centres in the country, and it proudly calls itself the cradle of Czech skiing. Petra Pohunková from the local town hall has promised to give me a tour through the town. We meet on the central square, right in front of the town hall building.
Probably the most interesting and most visible building is town hall, which was built in 18th century. It was also in the period of Haraks here, the period when Haraks came to Jilemnice. It used to be smaller and it didn't have this tower, and there also was not the clock which is there now. Some years after the building was built, they rebuilt the building and they added the tower to the building and they added the clock. The clock is one of the most interesting in Middle Europe. It's because of the number of strikes, which is 1020 in the day. Then there are some other brick buildings which replaced the former buildings, which were only timber or wooden. The buildings were rebuilt after fires. There were many fires in Jilemnice. One of them was caused by warriors' Swedes in 18th century. But there were three other fires which were in 1883 and two other years, I don't remember. And in these years, the timber buildings were completely burned. So people had to rebuild their town. And because they knew what the timber is like during the fire, they built the buildings from bricks and stone.
Not everybody could offer bricks, though, and you can still find some lovely wooden houses in Jilemnice. The most beautiful street, consisting almost entirely of traditional log cabins, is called Zviedava or Curious Street. I wondered where its name came from.
It's probably because of the shape of the street or because of how the buildings, how the houses are placed on their plots. The street is not narrow, and on the right side, if you look up the hill, from each of the buildings we can see one window. So people from each of the building could look out of this window in the direction to the center.
We walk through the tiny street and up the hill towards the local cemetery, which is overlooking the entire town.
Okay, so we are now standing at a cemetery which is built on a hill. It's very windy here and the snow started falling. It's quite cold, and we are standing at a grave of one of the most famous people who was from Jilemnice.
Bohumil Hanč, I think he was not born in Jilemnice, he was born in Benecko, but he lived here. And it was one of the best known skiers, maybe of the whole Republic or Bohemia those times. He became famous because of his death, if you can say it like this. And he died during the ski contest for 50 kilometers, which was held on Krkonoše Mountains. And he died because of very bad weather and snowstorm. And he died there with his best friend, Vrbata, who tried to help him, who gave him his jacket. And people who were looking for Hanč didn't know that also Vrbata is there on the place. So they didn't help Vrbata, only Hanč. But even if they helped Hanč, it was already too late to save his life.
Numb with cold, I hurried to the local museum, the Krkonošské muzeum, which is devoted to the history of the region and to the origin of skiing. As I slowly thawed out over a cup of tea, the museum's director and historian Jan Luštinec tells me about the town's history.
Jilemnice is the gateway to the western part of the Giant Mountains. It was founded as a center of the vast domain of the Wallensteins, who owned the whole of the West Giant Mountains and their foothills.
Jilemnice saw one of its greatest periods during the 18th century under the rule of the Earls of Harrach, when the linen industry expanded. A second significant period was the second half of the 19th century, when there was an expansion of the tourist industry.
This was due to Earl Jan Harrach, who brought skis to his woodsmen and later started manufacturing skis himself. The skis were soon passed from his employees to the local townsmen, and Jilemnice soon became the most significant skiing center. The very first ski club was founded here in 1895.
One of the darkest periods in the history of Jilemnice was the 30 Years' War, when most of the town was burned to the ground. In 1938, Nazi Germany annexed the borderland, and the final blow came with the post-war establishment of the communist regime, which abolished most of the local industries. After he tells me about the town's history, Mr. Lushtinets takes me around the museum. There are some fine examples of glass and linen work and an exhibition devoted to skiing. You can see ancient skis made from old wooden barrel planks, as well as some finer pieces manufactured according to a Norwegian model. The most valuable objects, however, are kept under lock and key.
Here we have some examples of our ancestors' mastery. This is a sample of a yarn from the beginning of the 19th century. It's more than 200 years old. It's a little technical miracle. 296 meters of this yarn weighs only 1 gram. It was handmade without the use of a spinning wheel. It's the finest flax yarn in the world.
What immediately caught my eye in the small treasury was not the finest yarn, but the colourful nativity seen in the corner of the room. It was made by local teacher Joachim Metelka in 1913, and it took him more than 20 years to complete.
Ten betlém není co do rozsahu příliš.
The nativity scene is not large, but it is interesting because of the figures and because of its technical aspects. There are altogether 142 figures performing 350 different movements. All the movements are managed by one single mechanism, which is operated by one weight. The clock strikes midnight, the time when Jesus was born. The midnight watch blows the horn. Angels in the sky start playing local Christmas carols, and everything is set in motion. Metelka deliberately added local figures to the scene. There is a man processing flax. There are sheep grazing. A woman walks by with a child on her back, and there is a cuckoo sitting on a palm.
The mechanism in the nativity scene is too fragile to withstand being moved, so if you want to see it with your own eyes, you have one good reason to come to the little town of Jilemnice and enjoy its many other charms.